Well, I appreciate this opportunity to be here tonight, and especially I enjoy these young men give the devotions, and I've been trying to get this one to do it for some time, but his job changed and left him available, and we're thankful for that. So Brother Clint, come right on. We appreciate you doing this tonight, and we appreciate the young men of church.
Thanks, brother.
First of all, I want to thank Brother Grant for giving me the opportunity to come up here and, I guess, give a short devotion.
With my job, it's been quite a challenge to be able to make it to a lot of church services and be able to do this devotion tonight. I've been wanting to do it for a while, but not ever been able to get the chance, so it was quite a pleasure when he asked me. The first verse we're going to start with tonight is 1 John 2:6, and I've kind of entitled this just having a Christ-like walk. In 1 John 2:6 it says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked." The second verse I had tonight is 1 Corinthians 11:1. "Be ye followers of me, even also as I am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I have delivered them to you." The first thing I had down here was being an example to people around you. Probably the hardest thing I've got in my life is being an example at the job that I work at. I've got a lot of people out there that just, you know, they want to be ugly to you, or they just don't have a Christ-like personality, I guess you would say. They're not there to follow Christ. They're in there for, you know, things that you know, are unthinkable. And, you know, workplace or just being out in the world, in the everyday world, the people you're around, the people you see, are, it's amazing what a small example you can be from just doing your normal everyday thing, from trying to be the greatest example as you can be for Christ. You know, it doesn't take, you know, a scientist to figure out that if you can just study the Word and just stay within the Word of God and listen and pray and try to do His will to the best of your ability, people will see that. You don't have to be anybody else but yourself. You know, it's taken me a few years to figure out that, you know, that I couldn't just be myself. I tried probably back in my teenage years to impress a lot of people, which didn't help me at all. Once I started to grow up a little bit, I realized that if I just be who I was in Christ, people would like me for me.
That's right.
And next verse I had tonight was 1 Peter 2:21. "For even hereunto we called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that we would follow his steps." And I also had Matthew 5:14. Matthew 5:14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick it giveth light to all that are in the house." And the other verse I had was Ephesians 5:8. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." When I was preparing to talk tonight, back when Brother Grant asked me in the beginning, I pondered for probably 2 to 3 days of what in the world I could talk about, because I'm not, this is not a normal thing for me to get up here and talk to a bunch of people. But my guy at work was talking to me, and he said, he said, "The biggest thing I have in here is just trying to be an example to somebody." He said, "Because it's hard to be an example when everybody else around you is doing something different." Yeah. And for me, it's been difficult, because you can fall into that rut with them so easily because you're there every day. That's my everyday life. And it's easy for me to get in that rut. Excuse me. Being an example even to your family can be a difficult thing, because your family can have quite a large influence on you. What you do, what you say around them, because you're around them. At home, it's a whole different world. I feel like sometimes for me, I get relaxed and I don't be a godly example like I should be around my family at home. Having a child has really changed me, because some of the things that I did, I cannot do, because when I saw him do it, I was like, "Oh, I cannot do that anymore." I mean, it hurt me because I see he's doing it because I did it. And for me, that taught me probably the biggest thing about being an example to somebody, because my son Clayton, he's like a sponge. And most all children are. When they pick up on something that you do, and especially if you do it quite frequently, they watch you and they study you and they want to be like you. And it's been hard for me to learn that, but I feel like it's been a big growing experience for me to be able to learn to be an example for him. To be an example around my family, and especially my little boy, I can go out and be an example to anybody. I think sometimes, for me, it's hard to listen to what the Lord tells me to do when I've already got a plan in my mind for where the Lord wanted me to go. We'll sit down and think, or pray and ask the Lord to tell us, show us how to be an example, show us what we need to do or where we need to go to be in the will of His, be in His will. But we've already got it planned out in our head. This is the way we wanted to go. And if it don't go that way, then we just stray away from what the Lord's will really was. I feel like sometimes I do that because I didn't, I wasn't sitting there and really praying about it and really studying the Lord's will to know, okay, is this what I need to do, or is this what I'm wanting to do because I think it's right? I think a big thing for me, where I'm in such a, my job, where I'm around such ugly people, I guess you would say, in their personalities and the way they act. Surrounding myself with godly people outside of work, or when I'm not, just in my everyday life, is big for me, because it helps me to learn and helps me to be more of an example, and not having to try so hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to be an example when everybody else around me is not. I wrote down this, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." I think probably one of my hardest things I have is daily reading my Bible or doing a Bible study every morning. I struggle with that daily. I'm a very imperfect person, but I try my hardest to do what I can, do the right thing, and that's probably one of my biggest struggles. And I know if I could do it every day, my life would be a lot easier. I wouldn't have probably some of the issues or problems that I have every once in a while. But in doing that, I feel, you know, reading your Bible, praying, going to church, and trying to be the best example you can be for Christ, things in your life will go so much better. You won't have the worry of and financial troubles and things. If you're trusting the Lord and doing the will, His will, He will help you through those things. He will guide you through all those things. The question that was asked to me by that fellow that was telling me about being an example for Christ was, how is Christ's example to the world then like your example now? And I was like, wow, you know, that's a big question. You know, how is it, you know, Christ was perfect. He never had to stray from anything. He was who He was, and He never changed that for anybody. And it really got me to thinking when we were talking about it, and he said, you know, he said if people would just try, it don't take much to try, but a lot of people won't because it's easier just to do what everybody else is doing. If people would just try to be an example and try to live their life to the best of their ability and to raise up their family in church and teach them to be a good example for other people, it wouldn't be hard. I think it's been a big growing experience for me with this new job that I've got, and with having a family that's still fairly new. It's been a big growing experience for me to be an example. It's been a very big burden on my heart for a long time, trying to learn how to be an example for somebody. And when he asked me to come up here and teach, I thought, you know, for me, something that I have the biggest issue with or the biggest struggle with will be something that I need to tell everybody else. And I guess the biggest thing I could say is, in your daily walk, in everything you do, just trust God. Pray to Him. Just go in your Bible and pray, read, and study God's Word. Know what you need to do in your life, what God's will is for you, and sit back and listen, because God will talk to you. He'll show you. It may not be in words, but He'll show you through other people, or just as simply as opening doors that you didn't know were there.
Yeah.
And that was all I had tonight. I didn't have much. I tried to make it as long as I could, but I do thank y'all for letting me have the opportunity to come up here and give y'all a short devotion.